Hello and welcome to Fresh Dialogues. I'm Alison Van Diggelen. As a regular guest on the BBC's Business Matters, I'm often asked to predict the future. I often feel ill-equipped to do so. But this week, freshly returned from London and experiencing the British summer of discontent for myself, I had a strong feeling that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's days were numbered. So I shared my prediction live on the BBC on Tuesday evening. Today, less than 48 hours later, I woke to the news that Boris Johnson has announced his resignation. Here's the audio of my conversation with the BBC host, Sam Fenwick.
Hello, it's Business Matters from the BBC World Service. I'm Sam Fenwick. On the programme today, the UK government is in turmoil after the resignation of two top politicians. The Chancellor and the Health Secretary have both gone, saying they don't have confidence in the Prime Minister. We'll be asking whether it's now time for Boris Johnson to resign. But there has been no reaction on the stock markets to the developments in UK politics. So I wonder what the perception of UK politics is like globally at the moment. Alison, what about in the States? Perhaps better news or bigger news over there?
Yes, it's not, you know, headline news here. One of the stories here in the New York Times today is, who is Rishi Sunak? He's not a household name here yet, but to me, it's clear the tide has turned. Johnson has lost the trust of many of his influential colleagues, and I expect that Sunak might replace him when he's forced out. This comes in the larger context of this climate of unrest, and I think the term the summer of discontent, you know, applies to Parliament as well as this union action that's sparking right across the country.
Boris Johnson's integrity is in question. Is it possible for a leader to come back from something like that when their honesty is being questioned?
Well, I think the good parallel with the United States is Donald Trump. He, like Boris Johnson, seems to have a Teflon outer coating. You know, nothing seems to stick to him to date. But I think with Boris Johnson, it seems the tide has turned. And I think his propensity for obfuscating and lying, you know, he's going to get his comeuppance in the next few days. I think the fact that he failed to show any humility or change in strategy in the wake of the vote of no confidence last month, that's going to come back to bite him. The integrity of politicians around the world is in question. And I think it might be a matter of hours or days before Boris Johnson is pushed out.
Check out freshdialogue.com for the transcript and hear about an innovative way California is planning to accelerate the adoption of electric vehicles. If the bill passes, it just might be a template for other American states and countries around the world to reduce their emissions and help fight climate change. As always, thank you so much for listening to Fresh Dialogues. Check out freshdialogues.com for many more interviews, including an emotional one with Elon Musk.